And that's right, it's Sunday morning here on Talkback, your host Larry Hall in studio with co-host Carolyn Mayo. It's the show that listens as we talk to you. It's Sunday morning, and we appreciate you tuning in, and of course we call it informative action. We're going to give you the information. You've got to go out and take the action, make the difference, make this world better, and we're depending on you to get it done. And we're going to talk about some education issues this morning and some solutions out there. Certainly education at the top of everyone's list, and have two in-studio guests, and of course we've had a chance to visit with them this morning, so we'll call them by their first names and they'll tell you who they really are. Bud and Charmin, who are in studio this morning from the Raleigh School. And so Bud, I want to let you introduce yourself, and Charmin, and then talk to us a little bit about the history of the Raleigh School and what it is today, and we'll go from there.
Sounds great. Representative Hall, I'm very appreciative on behalf of the school for giving us a few minutes to talk about this wonderful school that's one of the best-kept secrets in the Triangle, the Raleigh School. My name is Bud Lichtenstein. I'm the head of the Raleigh School, and I brought with me Charmin Driver. Charmin is a parent at the Raleigh School, and she'll talk a little bit about the perspective of the school. The Raleigh School is a preschool and elementary school located right next to the PNC Center. In fact, we've been around for 60 years. The Raleigh School was started in 1952. It was started by a group of North Carolina state mothers who wanted a great developmentally appropriate preschool for their children, and in particular they wanted it to be non-sectarian. So we were the first non-religiously oriented preschool in the Triangle in Raleigh, and the Raleigh preschool existed for 40 years until the early 1990s, when a group of folks said, let's make it into an elementary school. So we also go through fifth grade now. We're about 400 kids, and we're here this morning to talk about a diversity admissions morning that we have coming up on Tuesday, October 28th at 9 a.m. We're inviting the public to come check out the Raleigh School, hear a little bit more from me about the school, hear from a variety of parents of color and other representatives of the kind of diversity that we have at the Raleigh School, and to get a tour of the school. So it's a wonderful place, and I'll let Charmin talk a little bit about some of the ways that she values having her child at the Raleigh School.
Thank you, Bud. Thank you, Larry. As a mother, as an African-American mother, what I enjoy most about the school, the Raleigh School, is that they've created this environment of collaboration. It's pretty exceptional between the parents, the teachers, and the administration, that in effect encourages and inspires the children to love learning. It is a very diverse place as it stands, but what we love about the Raleigh School is that we have this growth mentality, and what we want to do is inspire other people to come and look at our school and see if it's something that's right for them. Maybe this is a community that has never been to the Raleigh School or thought that they could go to an independent school or afford an independent school. There are scholarships available, so forth, and it's a wonderful place. It's a really great place for children to learn.
Well, now, Bud and Charmin, appreciate you coming in this morning. And, of course, as I said at the top, education is one of the key issues in North Carolina, accessibility as well as affordability, being able to get there and being able to afford it. As you said, some scholarships available. But I guess maybe both of you can talk about parent involvement at the Raleigh School and how you facilitate that, encourage that, and then also maybe talk about the open house process that you all are having,
including the ratio for parent to child, teacher to child ratio in the classrooms.
Yeah. I'll answer that quickly. The ratio in our elementary classrooms is 11 to 1. So we have a lead teacher and an assistant teacher with 22 students in our elementary. Mm-hmm. And in our preschool, the ratios are much better than that. We start with two-year-olds, mm-hmm. and we actually have two teachers for 10 kids.
Wonderful.
So extraordinary ratios. In addition, The school was started and really founded on the belief that parent involvement is critical in the life of a young child's education. So we actually require families, we do that in a variety of ways and are quite flexible, but we require families to be involved in the life of the school. Maybe I'll let Charmin talk about how that works and what she has found about what's valuable about that.
So the beautiful thing about the Raleigh school is that it is a cooperative school. It's a co-op. So the parents, you know, he wants to say that they're required to do a lot of work there. I mean, I've laid sod on that campus, you know. So it's a really wonderful thing to see, for your child to see you at school, you know, working, being around, doing things. It's a wonderful thing to be in the classroom with them. It's a wonderful thing to get to know the parents. You really get to know the parents, the administration. I never feel like there's ever a problem that I can't go to a teacher, an administrator. It's a great environment.
Okay, well, what about the curriculum? And I like the fact that it starts with a preschool at 2 years and then goes up to fifth grade. So the kids that would generally go to daycare, then go to a different school, actually get to escalate with the same students and peers. And I understand the diversity, but what about the curriculum?
So the curriculum is a dynamic curriculum. We pride ourselves on being developmentally appropriate and hands-on, project-based learning. In many ways, the kind of 21st century learning that emphasizes collaboration, cooperation among students, creativity, critical thinking skills, giving kids really the ability to analyze and synthesize and to make predictions and evaluations. That work has been being done by Raleigh school teachers throughout the history of the school. So in many ways, we have been poised to be a 21st century learning school since the 1950s. It's just built into the DNA of the school.
And that's including STEM and programming possibly for the younger students.
Absolutely. So science education begins with, I once had a panel of science educators come to a school and ask them what's most important for young children. And they said observation, 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 and then to make predictions and to make assessments about whether their predictions come true. We're situated on 14 wooded acres right next to the state fairgrounds, and we get our kids outside in nature, studying nature, observing nature, and deeply committed to STEM education. I'm involved a good percentage of our third, fourth, and fifth graders are on a science Olympiad team where we are coaching kids, and our first varsity team came in first place last year amongst a group of other seven or eight schools that we participate in.
And wonderful.
Well, Bud and Charmin, I want to get back, though, to the primary reason we're here, and that is that open house and making sure people know about it, how to get there, how to get involved, how to sign up in advance, who to contact, and how to get in contact with you. So it's so important. Let's make sure we get the website information, email addresses out there, and then any phone numbers they can call to make sure people get a chance to see what you have going on at the Raleigh School.
Thank you, Larry. The Raleigh School's website is raleighschool.org. You can find more information about our Diversity Admissions Morning, which again is on Tuesday, October 28th at 9 a.m. So there's information at raleighschool.org. We do ask folks to pre-register, and you can do it one of two ways. You can contact Sharon Mitchell. Sharon's email address is smitchell@raleighschool.org, or you can call the school at 919-546-0788. And either way, we'd love to see as many folks as we can. And when we say a diversity admissions morning, we don't mean one particular racial group, or we look at diversity in many different ways: language, religion, ethnicity, family structure, sexual orientation. There's a variety of people that we welcome at the Raleigh School. We aim to be an inclusive school. So you can check us out again at the website, raleighschool.org, and contact us at 919-546-0788. 0788.
And Sharman, any parting words for parents who may be coming to the open house?
Just that you'll know that, just come visit us. It's a beautiful campus. Our daughter thrives emotionally and intellectually there, and she loves to learn, and that's and she also respects herself and others, and that's all we can ask for.
Okay, well, and Bud, one last question. We're talking about getting enrollments up, and I may have missed it, but how many total students do you have, and you know, what's your floating or normal enrollment capacity?
So we have 400 students, 260 in the elementary side of the school and 140 on the preschool side, and we love meeting new families. The normal places to enter the Raleigh school are at 2, but we know next year we're really excited about, we have opportunities at 4 years old and a kindergarten that we'd love to see as many families come to this diversity admissions morning as can.
All right. Well, folks, you've heard it from Bud and Sharman, the Raleigh School, encouraging you to come and see them and find out about their school and their program and participate Tuesday, October 28th, 9 o'clock a.m. Make sure you call and register or go to the website, smitchell@raleighschool.org. Or call 919-546-0788. You know it's important. They've come out this morning to get you the information. Remember, we call it informative action. You've got the information. Now go out and make a difference in your child's life and your community's life and take advantage of this opportunity. We'll be back on Talk Back after these messages.